This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Lock and Load. Lock and Load. Yeah, there you go. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does. It does. After the range time, the other day, I took my M&P shield out. I took my 10 millimeter out. And I had a gun cleaning party. And everything smells like a York peppermint patty. Although the Glock 20 is boxed up and getting ready to go. Going to be hitting the bricks tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So, having said that. Froglube.com. The left will always and continues to declare an all-out war on firearms because of the American independence and individualism and self-reliance they represent and promote. Pantsuit Hillary Clinton, the most anti-gun presidential candidate in recent memory, posed a bevy of gun control measures aimed at disarming as many Americans as possible. She championed a ban on assault weapons, then a ban on high-capacity magazines, and promoted the asininity of holding gun manufacturers responsible for gun homicides. Obama has been the most anti-gun president we've had as of late. He used unconstitutional executive orders to enact a modicum of gun control. Not a whole lot changed because he couldn't get any laws. He can't make them. He claimed it was easier to buy a firearm than it is to buy a book, which, of course, led him to call for more gun control. But thanks to the congressional gridlock, or in other words, the Republicans actually did what they were elected to do, Obama didn't get anything substantive done to restrict the Second Amendment. Now, contrary to what the conspiracy theory right believes, Hillary and Obama aren't trying to take our guns in order to create a new world order or to take over the U.S. with martial law. No, the reason they hate guns is much deeper than that. On a basic level, conservatives in this country believe in the power of the individual, which leftists believe in the collective. As of at the 2012 Democratic National Convention, the phrase "government is the only thing that we all belong to" flashed up on the screen. To the left, people are not individuals, but members of ethnic, racial, and sexual victim groups, which is why we have LGBT, which is why we have Black Lives Matter. This is why we have transgenders. This is why we have gays. This is why we have, you know, microaggressions. This is why we have safe spaces. You know, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So, to the left, we belong to the government because it ties us all together, not the other way around. Ben Shapiro put it in his book, Bullies. We want e pluribus unum from many, one. They want the opposite from one, many. The right fundamentally believes that individuals are responsible for their own choices. We are each at the helm of our own lives. The sea can buffet us, but ultimately we're responsible for our own shipwrecks. Firearms embody the spirit of this self-reliance more than any other object in the world. They can be used to defend ourselves, our family, and our property. They can be used to put dinner on the table. Guns take the place of government in providing protection and food. So, thus, firearms are a symbol of independence rather than dependence, And they got to go because of that. They got to go because of that. Very accurate cliche that the West was settled by men with a Bible in one hand and a gun in the other. America, unlike any other nation on earth, has a rich history filled with guns. We use them to rebel against tyranny, explicitly safeguarded ownership of them in our Constitution, fought with them to end slavery, and ended up saving the world with them twice. And we've had to send them out there to places where they didn't have them more than once, too. In the rural U.S., an area of the country which is hated by the left, that still is epitomized, that spirit. These are the people that Obama would say cling to guns and religion rather than government. So it's no surprise that in red state country America, there's a rifle above every fireplace. And fighting against the individual and for the collective requires purging the symbol of that individualism and self-reliance. It requires getting rid of guns. Now, depending on how you want to take this argument, in which graduating steps you want to take this argument, at the end of the day, the reason that the left would like to see us disarmed, and a few of these guys, the Violence Policy Center has gotten out and said it before, in order for the leftist agenda to go forward, America would have to be disarmed. That's the way it works. Interesting little observation. Interesting little observation. In order for them to do what they want to do, which, you know, as a politician, what they would tell you when they're running for office is what they're doing is making America great again. But in order for America to go in the way the leftists want us to go, we have to be disarmed because I guess they're afraid we'd fight back because we wouldn't like what we were seeing, you know. That's probably accurate. Emmanuel, Rahm Emanuel, 762 homicides in Chicago. While it is a very complex problem, Rahm Emanuel has his fingerprints all over each and every one of those murder scenes, every one of them. After his reelection in 2015, he did three stupid things. According to John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, he closed down detective bureaus in Chicago's highest crime areas, moving them to distant locations. At the same time, he disbanded some gang task forces, as these were politically unpopular with some vocal people in the crime-ridden neighborhoods, people who often blame police officers for crime and who often refuse to help officers solve them. Then, after the ACLU filed suit, he instituted new forms that have to be filled out by police officers after they stop someone to investigate a crime. In a recent 60 Minutes investigation, Chicago's former police superintendent, Gary Let Me Shoot at Those Light Posts McCarthy, said that each one of these forms takes police officers up to 45 minutes to complete. They also noted that arrests are also way down in Chicago. This is murder rates skyrocket, probably because of the paperwork. So, McCarthy has hardly been friendly to the law-abiding citizens' right to carry guns for self-defense. Even explained that Chicago's officers are often being treated as if they are the bad guys, and that's causing them to pull back, which I would do it too. I would do it too. In his years in office, Emanuel has done nothing to reduce the problem, and by every measure has made it worse, because you know what? Dead people help with gun control. Dead people help with gun control. People getting shot in the street, kids getting shot in the head for being out there playing hopscotch or something. That's good for gun control. We can get out there and cry in front of the podium and get out there and say something must be done. Something has to happen. Something has to give. America, we're better than this. Yeah, that's all the while, the policies they have instituted lead to and cause a lot of that carnage. So, Rahm Emanuel, his DNA is all over some of that stuff. When we get back, we're going to talk about the phony public health crisis of gun violence, as if you can catch it in the air, literally. This is Lock and Load.
eliminating the false, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapon modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. I mean, this is a treatment for your weapon. All metal parts of your weapon you can cake in Frog Lube. Check them out, froglube.com. Academic medical professionals, they are increasingly perverting the language of the field so that they can get some justification to crack down on the Second Amendment. Two major medical journals have decided to renew the academic medical establishment's assault on gun owners. First shot across the bow appeared in the November 8th Journal of the American Medical Association, where esteemed Stanford University health economist Victor Fuchs published a paper on the problem of life expectancy in the black community. Near the end of his lamentation, he asserts that increasing life expectancy in the black community depends more on public health measures such as gun control than on medical care, which is a bunch of hogwash. Okay? Very simple. Second shot came from the release of the January issue of the JAMA Internal Medicine, which has four papers and an editorial devoted to firearms violence, with a heavy emphasis on suicide prevention, which would benefit whites much more than it would the black community. Should go without saying that Dr. Fuchs and his fellow public health avengers have made critical analytical errors that belie their actual goal, a creeping vine of restrictions like listeria on access to firearms, that in their most lurid dreams would eventually make gun ownership illegal. Unfortunately for them, the inconvenient truth is the right to bear arms is in the Bill of Rights, and Trump is the president. That's very bad for them. There's no cross-cultural argument that can trump this right, so to speak. It exists in the Constitution of no other modern industrialized democracy, and no other modern industrialized democracy resembles ours. So democratic and demographic differences matter, but though the law is against them in their aims, these writers can still do real damage. Their mixing of apples and oranges in order to arrive at a preordained conclusion, guns are bad, and this public health crisis of epidemic gun violence is sufficient cause to reconsider their place in society, is part of an ominous trend in the way the medical community thinks about social ills. That may very well be true, but I also think that there's probably a pretty good chance that most people don't read these manuals or these publications. Now, I'm sure the news organizations will take them, but who's listening to them now? I keep coming back to that. Hey, did you see where CNN's coming after guns? Yeah, who cares? Who's listening to CNN? Who's watching CNN? So, the words public health crisis and epidemic have become a pretext for restricting perfectly legal individual choices and behaviors in the marketplace. When the government deems the actions of individuals a public health crisis, mandates can't be far behind. Insufficient health insurance was a public health crisis. Obamacare gave us a mandate. Heart disease, diabetes, and obesity are public health crises. Obamacare mandates coverage of clinical prevention services that almost never saves lives, but does increase spending. Sugar consumption is a public health crisis. The government tries to limit soda sizes and give us sugar taxes, both effectively mandates to consume less. Cigarette smoking is a public health crisis. So the government mandates reduced consumption through extravagant taxation, which creates both a thriving black market and a bizarre paradox in which the healthcare industry needs people to continue smoking to pay the tax and fund the tobacco settlement, even while it implores them to stop. Notice that all of these things are going to happen anyway. Heart disease kills more people than anything else in the United States today. And those that they don't, it doesn't kill, you do have to have the open heart surgery and have a little prolonged period of time in the hospital. And by the way, 9 days in the hospital with a heart attack costs $200,000. 9 days. So, I know. I got the bill. So, all of these things they're describing, it's like gun violence. You could do something about gun violence in Chicago. You could just simply say, okay, we're deregulating everything. If you have an Illinois concealed carry permit, it's now a little easier for you to get it. We're going to remove some of these fees that you have to pay to get it. And then just watch what would happen. It might take about 4 or 5 months. But after a couple of gangbangers get ventilated, they'll start going into smaller and smaller areas. They already do it for the most part. I mean, most of these, urban areas where they, you know, they decimated the family structure and there's no economic opportunity there for them. They just get smaller and smaller. The other thing that they could do that they don't do, and this is a, you know, when you're talking for the number of guns that we have, and for the number of people that we have that own guns in the United States today, gun shootings are not that big of an issue. When you got 136 million gun owners and as many as 660 million guns, and you're having the, you know, out of 2.5 million people that die prematurely every year, the bottom rung, the very bottom rung is due to gunshot. And that's about 8,100 people, which is 8,100 too many, but 50% of them are gangbangers. So if we were to attack gang violence, wouldn't that be a 50% decrease on gun violence, on murder, on homicide? Why wouldn't we do that? Why aren't we doing that? Instead, in Chicago, they've got paperwork. They're getting rid of task force. They're shutting down substations. They're doing all of this stuff except attacking the problem. So, just makes you sit back and say, "I wish I knew why. I wish I knew why." But I'm not worried about the academics. I'm not worried about the doctors per se, because one, there's the DRGO, Dr. John Adine and his merry band of physicians that carry guns everywhere they go. They're out there fighting back. But Trump isn't going to listen to them, and the 115th Congress, if they're smart, they won't listen to them, because they've got bigger fish to fry. All of these guys have a moment right now in time. This is a unique time in history where a few serious problems can be addressed, and guess what? Everybody's a hero. Trump's a hero. Pence is a hero. Congress is a hero. Everybody wants to be a hero. Don't worry about them listening to these yahoos. When we get back, Trump needs to look at the Social Security scheme they got that Obama's hatched. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It does. Now, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to talk about what I was going to talk about simply because we got this presidential thing about to happen here in just a few moments. And that's good stuff. But right now, there's a lot of things they're trying to do with Trump to discredit him because they want to push their agenda. Now, Trump's not playing. He also has yet to be inaugurated. He has yet to make any specific proposals for legislation. He's, you know, we know what he talked about in his campaign, right? But we don't know exactly what he's talking about just yet. He has yet to issue any executive orders. He has yet to even comment on many of the cultural issues that divide America. And that lack of specificity has played directly into the hands of his opponents on the left. Into the void, they have substituted mass hysteria about what Trump might do rather than reason argument against the positions he took during the campaign. That's all well and good. As a political tactic, generating mass hysteria against an opponent has been wildly successful in history. The two largest purveyors of mass hysteria, Nazi Germany and Communist Russia, used the ploy to convince large majorities of their populations of a clear and present danger in society, whether it was the Jews or the counter-revolutionaries. In this, they were aided ably by a captive media where the state controlled all information disseminated to the public. Here, the media is a little different. The media is fully in the pocket, but they're not, you know, they're not in the, they're not captivated by the government. They're aiding and abetting. The left doesn't have that luxury, at least not officially. But there's little doubt that their attempts to massively exaggerate the danger of a Trump presidency to certain minority groups has found a mainstream media compliant, even eager in their effort to consciously aid in spreading propaganda and hyperbole and even lies in the cause of opposing Trump, like the dossier, for example. How is this playing, though? How's their campaign to convince large numbers of people that their freedoms, even their lives, are in danger going? How's that going? Not too bad. Huffington Post asked 14 women who never participated in a demonstration before why they were going to take part in the Women's March in Washington later this week. Here are some of the answers. I'm attending the march with my partner because I'm gay, scared, and I want to be part of history. Scared. And the day after the election, three young white men came up to her and started yelling, Trump. They must be pretty good, those young fellows, because I can't look at a person and figure out what their sexual orientation is. She continued, I went to a few of the protests in New York City and posted about it on Facebook, and I got horrible backlash, mostly from men I don't know. I've also had extended family comment on some of my political posts. One went on a rant cursing all over my page, but I'm not going to make myself small to make others feel comfortable. I actually have been on a march before, but not really by choice. When I was 15, I attended a Christian high school that was very pro-life, and I did the March for Life. I was really afraid of hell, and I had some sense that I was queer, so I was absolutely terrified. I went to the march because I felt like God would love me if I did. I remember holding up a big sign with all those photoshopped images of dead fetuses. It was traumatic. What is this young lady scared of? During the campaign, a gay Republican wrote an op-ed in the gay publication The Blade and put it simply, the fact is that any honest look at Trump's record and views on gay rights shows that most of the attacks by gay Democrats on his views are simply incorrect. Very, very simple, easy to digest fact there. The attacks on his record on gay rights are dishonest. He has been a social liberal most of his life, although he trimmed some of those views to satisfy the cultural conservative Republicans. He's been a passionate supporter of anti-discrimination laws against gays since 2000, became the first GOP nominee to acknowledge the LGBT community in his acceptance speech. He has come out strongly against violence directed at gays. What does this woman or anybody in that group that has allowed themselves to be herded into the subspecies of Americana, what have they got to fear from Trump? But here's another one. I'm going to take the bus in for the day. So far, I'm going alone, but I'm going to try to convince my mother and some friends to come with me. Either way, I feel like I have much to march because I have to march because I'm frightened. I'm black, I'm Muslim, I don't wear the hijab, but I think a lot about what my reaction would be if I saw someone being harassed. I'm a protector, and I worry about how defensive I would get. I'm very excited not only for this first march, but to be a part of a movement. I'm not just a woman, I'm black, I'm Muslim, I represent a lot of different groups, and to me, this is about sending a message about civil rights on a broader scale. So this woman sees herself as a member of different groups, except for one. She doesn't see herself as a part of the American group. There have been some highly publicized incidents of morons making idiots of themselves by harassing or even attacking Muslims. The fight against terrorism is a different kind of fight, okay? It's a different kind of fight. If you look at how many people are against ISIS and Al-Qaeda, most of them are Muslim. That's just a simple fact. All you got to do is go and look in Europe. You'll see a lot of people that just want to assimilate. They just want to back Manchester United. They just want to be a guy who has a pint at the end of the day. They happen to be Arab. And they want to make Islam sort of like being a Baptist. And they are the ones that will die first. But most of the people that are pushing back against these places where they have these high concentrations are Muslim. But the problem is that I don't see them going at them full bore. That may be happening, and I'm just not paying attention. There's also been morons being idiots that attack Trump supporters. We don't see mass hysteria among Trump supporters because the media really doesn't care if we're attacked or harassed. But Trump's election has clearly generated strong feelings against one's political opponents, and the press has been willing partners in promoting the hate. And that's the way to look at it. Then there's Sydney. I feel like it's my obligation to support my wife and to be a man who stands up for women in these times. We're taking alarming steps back in the fight for women's rights and equality. I don't want our side to falter. We need to stand up against belligerent cynicism and misguided machismo. What legal steps back have occurred under Trump? Because Trump hasn't been president yet. But there's the constant babble for the last several years that has implied that all men are rapists or could be rapists, and any expression of masculinity threatens a woman. This is an example of what could happen under a Trump presidency. That is, if Trump is as evil and misogynistic as the left says he is. Finally, I am a 38-year-old mother of four, and I will be flying to D.C. for the march with my sister, mother, and niece. This election has brought out a fierceness in me I didn't know I had, mostly because of my children and my health. My kids are biracial, Korean, and white, and being raised in a small, mostly Republican farm community. My daughter has come home from school telling me that the kids there are afraid of her, for her, that Trump would send her back where she came from. Yeah, they're doing okay. They're not doing too bad. They're reaching who they want to reach. But when we get back, handing it back to GCN one more time, when we get back, we're going to talk about disrupting the disruptors, because when you're looking for trouble, you might find it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendovite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendovite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendovite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendovite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendovite.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Last time on the firing line, and coming at you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you, of course, by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. Go check them out at froglube.com. There was a time in this country when if you were caught planning an illegal event, say disrupting a presidential inauguration, your little group might get a visit from the FBI or local authorities or both. And that doesn't happen right now. Not even a video of a congresswoman's husband boasting of a successful ploy of hiring people to disrupt a peaceful and legal presidential campaign event prompts an investigation, which is very dangerous. That is a very dangerous way to pursue this, and I'll get to that in a minute. But what has changed? Disruption is now apparently the equivalent of protestation. Illegal activity connected with emotion and blended with politics is acceptable if it holds to the fashion of those in power. An angry Black Panther at a polling place is understandable. Paid protesters who cross state lines to incite and foment the destruction of property are somehow explicable and resultantly unprosecuted. What is relied upon by these illegal disruptors is that as they break the law, they expect others to abide by the law while they're breaking the law, see? As they do the illegal, they expect the legal. They operate under the assumption that no harm will come to them from an illegal response. The shopkeeper will not defend his property. The car owner watching his car damaged will not use illegal force. Their crowd with baseball bats will not meet another crowd with baseball bats. Now imagine, if you can, if the assumption is broken and the disruptors were disrupted by equally illegal behavior. Imagine the hue and cry from the media and the left. And I know you guys think that's one and the same, so pardon the redundancy. Once we imagine the melee that would bloom from an equally illegal response to the initial illegal disruption, we detect the potential for a downward spiral. This is the precipice upon which we currently teeter. Now, right now, we're already seeing in certain places where they're passing laws where if you're protesting and you encircle a car, that person in that car has every right to get out of there and save their own life. Just as I. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you something. The problem here is this. In a lot of cases, right, disparity of force is easily proven. If I am one and I am facing five, and I'm going to do one thing first. I'm going to create space. Then I'm going to figure out if I am able to get away, and if I'm not able to get away, I'm going to take a deep breath and prepare, because I'm most certainly probably going to draw just to get them disrupted. If I see somebody's hands going to something, then we're in a gunfight. But that disparity of force will be met. Now, I hope that the inauguration is peaceful and uneventful. Maybe there will be demonstrations that cause interruptions and block traffic or worse. And perhaps there will be blowback by people who are simply sick and tired of this bought and paid for breaking of the law and silent complicity from the continual non-responsive Department of Justice. Which, by the way, I think every one of them should be cleaned out of there. I think Sessions should start new. Just like Trump is not hiring any of Bush's people, I think every one of Obama's people and everybody else, to a certain degree, all of these bureaucrats, they got to go. Law has to be enforced, or anarchy will be invited. And most assured and profoundly sad is the reality that the powers charged with enforcing law in this country seem to keep the promise only when the wind is blowing just the right way. If and when there's a disruption of the disruption, when the other side of the spectrum has had enough, these charged with keeping the law will finally have to leave the sidelines. And it really doesn't need to go that far. The current lawlessness of disrupting and rioting and damaging property relies on the quiet response of the press, the blind eye of the DOJ, and the inaction of those holding the opposing points of view. Any one of them can change your mind. We should not be looking for an invitation to engage in an illegal disruption ourselves or violence. But the other side seems to operate without any sort of caution at all. And we need to understand that to allow certain groups to act in such a manner does indeed invite an equal reactionary response. And once that begins, it's going to get out of hand. This is precisely why the current allowance of the planning, financing, and execution of such illegal activity must be stopped. It is so nefarious that this happens and nobody does anything that it almost makes me, you know, I watch some of these movies where you've got these secret organizations that are going around and they're taping a soda bottle to the end of their gun and they're popping somebody and it's silent. And everybody's going, this isn't really happening, but it does in that movie and everything. I'm not advocating that, but I understand it. We must not permit the condition to devolve. Those who rely on the law to be enforced must be satisfied. The thwarting of disruptors posing as demonstrators must not be from the opposing side, because that is anarchy. It has to be from the enforcement of the law. Period. Perhaps the future will hold to this promise to a greater degree than what we have witnessed in the past 8 years. However, understand this. We are going to see attempts to disrupt everything. Everything. We're going to see demands. This is going to be a long-term dance we're going to be involved in. At least 4 years, probably eight. Trump's always going to be illegitimate. He knows that already. He expects this. He doesn't care. We need to not care, too. We need to get on with business. But, hey, you know what? Those, you know, I'm going to take steps. I saw a protest the other day that I really wanted to get involved in, but I didn't. Because if I got involved in it, And then if it turned ugly, and then if I defend myself, then that's a big problem. Not that I'm going to fail. I'm just going to create more issues for myself. So I stand prepared if I cannot extract myself from something, but at the same time, pretty sure I'm going to be extracting myself from something. Because it is not my job to disrupt the disruptors, nor is it yours. Law enforcement needs to step up. We'll see what we see. I'm not worried about it happening here where I live because, I don't live in a liberal bubble. But we're teetering right now. We're teetering on this. Where a lot of things are being allowed. And what's going to happen, what nobody seems to get, is that all of this is going to lead one day to somebody getting... I have seen people that get pushed, especially in the military. I used to see people get pushed to as beyond where they could go. And then in that moment when they finally let go, it would be something to behold. Most of the time, unfortunately, it would be domestic. I mean, I've seen some of the craziest stuff I have ever witnessed when I was in the military. And this would be off of people who led a regulated life. And when they went, they did it as long as they could. But everybody has a point from which there is no return. And when you find yourself at that point, well, that's something you need to keep in mind that you need to just watch out for. Tomorrow on the show, if I can get a hold of him, I think I will. It'll be the World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. We'll bring up this whole thing about disrupting disruptors. Well, that's one strong point to having Second Call Defense. Between now, we'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember that this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.